Hey everybody, welcome to today's episode. So listen, I want to talk about something here that's going to either empower you or disempower you. And so my advice is, and I titled this episode, Be Careful Today. So what I'm referring to is our self-talk. Our self-talk either makes us or breaks us. 100%, there's nothing else in the world that is going to be more effective or ineffective in moving towards our goals than how we talk to ourselves, the things that we say. Because what we say to ourselves over and over and over, we start to believe, right? So I'm going to give you some examples of that. I'm going to give you some examples of how to push through that, and I'll be right back. Okay, guys, I hope you don't mind I put those in there, because I would not be doing these podcasts if it wasn't for hearing that same exact thing from other people who I model in life, to get the things in life that they have, or the environments that they've created, the achievements that they've created as well. Modeling people who are doing the things and have the things that you want is the quickest, most efficient way that you can achieve those things yourself. So again, I hope you guys don't mind that I put those in all of my episodes. Because I truly hope that it inspires somebody to do what I'm doing right now. So listen, self-talk. Let's talk about this here just real quick. Look at any goal. Look at where you're at right now and where you want to be. Right? The difference between where you are right now and where you want to be is the action. Right? So how do we bridge that gap? There's lots of different ways, but I think the most powerful way is going to be how we talk to ourselves. I can't because. I don't have time for that. I'm too busy. If I wasn't doing this, I would have more time. If I had more money, I would be able to do this. We give ourselves excuses to let ourselves off the hook constantly, and we don't say them out loud. Some we might. And the only reason we say it out loud is because we know who we're saying it to will let us off the hook. They'll empathize with us, right? Oh yeah, I totally get it. I would too. I totally get it. But if you had a coach, the coach wouldn't let you off the hook. A coach does not enable bad behavior. Look at any professional coach. You can look at sports, you can look at anything, finances, you can look at anything. If somebody has bad behavior, they're not going to, coddle you. Oh, I understand. I get it. Oh, you need to be late for practice today? Oh, I totally get it. You got to pick up your, okay, yeah, I get it. No. A coach does not let you do that. And the only reason I bring that up is because we have to be our best coach. If you don't have a coach, you need to be your best coach. So whatever self-talk you're having, say it out loud. Look in the mirror and say it. I can't achieve my goal because, and say it out loud. Look yourself dead in the eye and ask yourself, is it true? Is it true? Is it true? Who told you it's true? Who told you you can't? Who told you you're not good enough? Who told you you're not worthy? Who said that, other people can do that, but I can't? Who said that you have to work harder than everybody else around you to achieve the same things? Who told you those things? Because if it's you, if you can't think of the people, then it's you. And if it's you, the good news, you get to change that. You don't really need to figure out where it came from right now. Just know that you can change it. 100%. And if it's other people that have constantly told you that, you need to get the fuck away from them. Get rid of them. You do not need people like that in your life. I mean, hell, unless you want it. I mean, if you want to have people like that, that are constantly tearing you down, ripping you apart, that's on you. My advice is to get as far away as possible. Get yourself surrounded by people who lift you up, who inspire you, who encourage you, who give you a hand to get you closer to your goals. That's my encouragement. We all get to pick. We really do. I understand there are some family dynamics that make it a little bit tougher, but it doesn't make it impossible. It doesn't make it impossible. Look yourself in the eye. Be your best coach, right? Be your best coach. So the way that you can break some of that negative self-talk is, well, I can't do that right now because I'm broke, for example. right? And I can use lots of different examples. Instead of saying that, or when you catch yourself saying that, just say cancel in your mind. Cancel, cancel, cancel. Cancel that. And then ask yourself a good question. What would I have to do to be able to afford to do this so that I could achieve more? Whether it be going to an event, whether it be buying a book, whether it be whatever it is. I don't know. Starting a business. Whatever it is. I don't know. Whatever it is for you. Oh, I'm just too busy to do that. I just can't do that. Cancel, cancel, cancel. Wait a second. Good question here. What can I do right now to make sure I can free up some time so that I can do a little bit of that? Good questions. What can I do right now? The what question. It's going to save your ass. So instead of just canceling out, I can't go. Well, sometimes we program ourselves. I'll ask people, hey, you know, there's an event coming up in 3 months. 3 months. There's an event coming up in 3 months. Oh, I can't go. Well, fuck, you don't know the date. You don't know the time. You don't know the price. You don't know shit, except for you can't go. That's poor, negative self-talk that a coach wouldn't allow. Now, whether you want it or not, I don't know. But some of us are programmed like that. Cancel, cancel, cancel. We got to cancel that. Ask ourselves a good question, because if it's something that we want to attend, what would I have to do right now to make myself available in 3 months to go to this event that I really want to go to because I know it's going to change my life? What would I have to do? What can I do right now? I don't need to know what I need to do down the road. And I've talked about this before. I don't need to know what I need to do down the road. I just need to know what I can do right now. And here's the thing, you guys. If your brain is going to answer you. Your brain's going to answer you. Your brain's going to answer you. And as soon as you get stuck, guess what you get to do? Guess what you get to do? Ask for help. Ask for help. I'm going to tell you right now, every solid leader that I know, and I've gotten to know a lot of them over the past 3 years, people that are achieving at a very high level, every single one of those people, if you ask them a question, hey, how would you recommend I go about this? Advice, recommendations. You ask any leader who's achieving at a high level, they are more than happy to help you. The problem is people won't ask. The problem is that negative self-talk, oh, they don't want to hear it. Oh, I'm bugging them. Oh, who do I think I am talking to them? Oh, all of that negative self. Who the fuck told you that? Who told you that? Who told you that you can't ask for help? Teachers, school, programming as a kid? Fuck that. Ask for help. I'm telling you right now, ask for help and you'll get it. What can I do right now to help me achieve more in the next 30 days? If I can't figure that out, ask for help. Ask somebody. Hey, I see that you're doing whatever. What would you recommend for me to do in the next 30 days that would help my mindset that I could achieve more in my life? What a great fucking question. That is a great question. I promise you every solid leader will help answer that question for you. 100%. I hope that this helps today. You guys, tell me if something sticks out to you. Screenshot this podcast. Post it on your social media. Tag me with one takeaway from this podcast. And I will be sure to shout you out on my social media. You'll also be entered into a weekly drawing so that I give away some cool shit. And let's have some fun. You guys, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Cancel, cancel, cancel that negative self-talk. Ask yourselves good questions and reach out for help. Have a great day, you guys.